So living in Christmas Island was just, it was just kind of a hell, but next to heaven. First time when I was, when I went to Christmas Island, everything was okay. I think I was new and all I wanted was to focus on my education and write more and help people as much as I can. But 11 months later, everything was just mixed up. I didn't know when I would be free, and my last weeks was just horrible weeks. I couldn't breathe properly, and it was, I felt in a point where I didn't want to leave the world anymore. Yeah, it was just horrible. Like, it was just an experience that words can describe. All I wanted was just to be like a normal person and, you know, live in a land of a freedom where I can get education and all that. But every time I seek help, my nearest helper will be like, he will never settle in Australia, and if you want, you can go back. And that didn't help. God wasn't there for, like, in front of me to ask him, like, can I kill myself? Would you give me better life? And Scott Morrison wasn't there for me to tell him, like, hey, sir, if I didn't kill myself, would you give me better life? Like, both of them were just away from me. Like, I didn't have anyone by my side. But there was people there for me, you know. There was officers there for me who always cared. And I remember my last weeks, like, you know, it was just so crazy, jumping up and down, climbing roofs, you know what I mean? Going under containers, you know, splitting on people's faces. But most of the people, whenever I do something terrible to them, they respond with humanity, you know. They told me, no, like, this is nothing to us. And I remember this officer grabbed me and he came and said, you know what, you can do that to me, like, to my body, like hit me as much as you like, but don't hit yourself. Most of the things that happened while I was there, I documented, because writing was a big part of my life being detained there. And now, you know, I'm doing so much in my life, you know, everything is going perfectly. But I think reading those moments remind me that I'm still human, you know what I mean? And, you know, this happiness is just like temporary, and sadness is temporary, like both of them are temporary. I learned from that experience to appreciate the past. Even though I know it's very hard, but it's a beautiful thing. When I look it back, I just think, like, because I was strong enough to pass that test, you know what I mean?